And in 1936, things were a little bit better. I think we got a really nice order that brought us in quite a bit more than the usual. And we extended the house out that way. See, it was only this shape from the front to the back, and then it had another piece like that on that side of the house, which gave us a bit bathroom and a bedroom upstairs additional. And
so it's not really
again.
It's not really till 1936 that the business itself is paying enough of a profit that you can do work around your house.
That's
here
right.
In 1934 was
That's
more that
right.
windfall than
yes
kind of
quite
optional.
And that of course gave us the beginning, and then of course we were only working a little bit at a time. Nothing ever got finished, you know, in one go. Like this wing was put out there, but we couldn't get into it, you know, except through some sort of a shutter thing out of the bedroom upstairs. We could crawl in and have a look-see while it was being built. But it remained just like the inside of a garage for about, I think it was until 1938 before we got the thing plastered and the floor laid. But we were using it, you know, and we had some turquoise blue building paper, I know, was all over the walls, and I'd put some slats of some of the wood that was ripped off when the house was altered, you see. We used it for a sort of behind what would be plasterboard later, and just placed it so as to be able to put this paper on and make it look hardly respectable. Then I had a rug on the shiplap floor, you know, just so that we could use it. But I think it was 38 we went up to Cockawa Lake on a camping trip, and this was our holiday. Ron was in the tent in those days. And while I was away, this same man had been in, and he gyproped the walls and put all the finishing trim around the windows and laid the floor and had it all finished and everything. And I didn't know a thing about it, you see. And when I came home, it was all fixed up.
The interior design business then from 1930 to 1936, and that, how much of it are you doing, say, in a week? Are you getting large jobs, or are you...
Oh, yes.
Doing
as a matter of fact, before 1930, we would occasionally get a house to do. You know, the whole thing, draperies and... not the furniture, but the draperies and slip covers and lamps, and I did lampshades and my husband fitted lamps. And, oh yes, we had some very nice orders. He was quite a good salesman, actually, and he had a tremendous confidence in me, a lot more than I had in myself. And he used to carry it out who the houses were being built for. At that time, there was a lot of vacant land. You know, even in the 30s, there were plenty of vacant lots all through Shaughnessy and Point Grey and that. And houses, there would, at times, there would be a lot of houses going up, you know. And he would go around, spend a day going around and finding out who these different houses were for, and then contact them all. Finally, didn't get them all, of course, by any means, but he got enough of them to keep us quite busy.
Just during the 30s and the late.
Yeah. Then, of course, the 30s, you see, put such a lid on things that people weren't doing anything that they didn't have to do. I remember going to one house, a lady we had done work for off and on during the 30s, even when we were here, we'd done the odd things for her. And then when we opened the studio, she came in one day, probably 32, and said she couldn't afford it, but she simply had to have new curtains in her bedroom because they were falling apart. And literally they were rotten curtains with drawdraperies over, and She had all the ragged part hidden behind the draperies, but literally they were rags. There were some very dilapidated places, I'm telling you, in those days. For a few years, people just didn't replace things that they didn't have to. Mm.